You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy.
You know I am? In a field of live entertainment, I'm a god!
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let me tell you something, you low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Just a show about nothing.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and my sister.
What is this? Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Ponderous.
Ponderous. It is ponderous.
It is.
It's John Peterson, Gorda Young in the morning with you here on WMDX 92.7.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. It's cloudy this morning. Maybe some showers a little bit later and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Right now, 71 degrees.
Yeah. All right. This is, it was quite the show watching Pete Hegseth yesterday.
Oh, boy. In this press conference?
Yes, that was
the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Total disaster.
My God.
He thinks he's still on the couch doing a morning show on the weekends.
Apparently.
You know, he's out there just yabbering away, defending things that he doesn't have to defend if he didn't want to. Mm. But instead, he's got this guilt complex. Here, I'll tell you what, let's play the...
Okay.
This was a post yesterday that I thought was very interesting. It's a MAGA defending Pete, saying that Hegseth shreds the fake news over their obsession with race and gender. All right.
Okay.
So I found this cut and it is 2:05, and I want you to see if you agree or disagree with the MAGA guy. Who's trying to defend Pete Hegseth? Was he a little too sensitive being questioned about this or not? Let's listen.
Why not acknowledge the female pilots that also participated in this mission? The early messages that you sent out only congratulated the boys.
So when I say something like our boys and bombers, see, this is the kind of thing the press does, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, the chairman mentioned
the facts.
Female bomber pilot. That's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a hero. I want more female bomber pilots. I hope the men and women of our country sign up to do such brave and audacious things.
Okay.
But when you spin it as, because I say our boys and bombers is a common phrase, I'll keep saying things like that, whether they're men or women. Very proud of that female pilot, just like I'm very proud of those male pilots. And I don't care if it's a male or a female in that cockpit. And the American people don't care, but it's the obsession with race and gender in this department that's changed priorities. We don't do that anymore. We don't play your little games.
Oh, well.
Your little games.
I think he's playing the game. Caught.
The boys and the bombers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, kind of excluding the females who are included in all of this.
And he made it sound like that's a common phrase, I guess, in the military. Yeah. The boys and the bombers. Yeah, they took care of it. Yeah, they did it.
It's all group, right?
Wait, yeah. Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. You could have said this, by the way, without a reporter asking you about saying it.
Mm.
He could have congratulated the women who participated in the bombing mission, but he didn't do it until he was asked about it, and he got all
defensive,
flustered and defensive about it. My God, this guy is. Yeah, that was a lot of spin.
Yep.
You know, sometimes the news media just focuses on the details way too much, right?
It's okay.
All right. This is the other golden moment. I just love this.
All right.
Catherine Rampell is filling in on MSNBC for Chris Hayes. And she put this comparison together. I just love this. Remember Sean Spicer in the first Trump administration went out there and inauguration was the biggest crowd ever seen in the history of the United
States.
That's
right. The next day. Yeah. And that, the biggest crowd
ever. Sean Spicer was played by Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. On SNL?
Yeah.
I remember
and
that.
It was such a great exaggeration. Oh, we just love it. So I'm going to play that along with yesterday's Pentagon press conference with Pete Hegseth, doing pretty much the exact same thing about the bombing mission. Let's check the two comparisons here. Listen.
Okay.
The whole scene was so silly, it spawned one of SNL's most memorable impersonations.
As you know, President Trump announced his Supreme Court pick on the national TV. Today, when he entered the room, the crowd greeted him with a standing ovation, which lasted a full 15 minutes. And you can check the tape on that. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was happy. The men all had erections. And every single one of the women was ovulating left and right.
President Trump directed the most complex and secretive military operation in history. And it was a resounding success, resulting in a ceasefire agreement and the end of the 12-day war. You, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard, it's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump, because you want him not to be successful so bad, you have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes.
Today, when Fox veteran Pentagon reporter Jennifer Griffin asked about where Iran stores its enriched uranium, Hegseth responded by attacking her personally.
Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect. But Jennifer, you've been about the worst, the one who misrepresents the most intentionally.
What the
president says.
I'm
familiar.
Report about the ventilation shafts on Saturday night, and in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. Yeah. So I take issue with that.
It is just like that inauguration crowd fight, but this time the stakes are so much higher. We are talking about a military conflict in the Middle East.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah.
That was quite a back and forth they had there.
He's a disaster.
Yeah.
He's something to watch.
Amazing.
He really is. In fact, we have a couple of calls.
Yeah, we got a couple of calls lined up. Let's go to Dick, who's on the line this morning. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. He's a little thin-skinned, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Dick.
Can I go back to your topic about the electric vehicles for a second?
Yes, sure. Mm.
Yes.
I had this stock, called Workhorse back about 5-6 years ago. And they were being looked into by the post office and UPS both. And we bought it basically as a penny stock. And it rose. And I shouldn't complain too much because when we saw where the handwriting was going, we dumped it and made a quick $5,500.
Yeah,
but enter Louis DeJerkoff, and he started moving the whole thing over to Oshkosh Trucks, who had no expertise whatsoever. I know they're from Wisconsin.
That's right, yeah.
In electric vehicles. But suddenly the thing with Workhorse went away. They're still around, but it's pretty much a penny stock.
Yeah, that's too bad.
But I can't imagine where it would have went if they would have got either of those two or both.
Well, it's still amazing that DeJoy is still in charge of the U.S. Postal Service to this day. It is just an amazing thing. I know. And, you know, getting these EVs out on the roads and updating the trucks, I mean, we know when our mailman comes by because the damn muffler on that truck is so loud. We know we're getting the mail.
Yeah.
Well. And, you know, it'll be just like when Walker squashed the trains. What are you going to get? Pennies on the dollar for these vehicles now? Like you said, they're set up with right-hand drive. Everything's whatever.
Yeah.
And we're saving money.
Yeah. Yeah, saving a lot of money. All right. Thanks a lot. Let's go to CJ now. CJ, welcome to the program.
Morning, CJ.
No, we're getting the mail.
What?
Hello?
And, you know, it'll be just like when Walker squashed the trains.
Yeah.
Yourself?
Oh, no. Okay. CJ's on a delay there.
Oh, CJ.
But he's got a, he's not listening. He's listening to the radio.
He's listening to the radio.
CJ? Is this CJ?
Yeah. There we go.
Hang
CJ?
On,
all right.
All right.
Yeah, CJ. Turn your radio down. Okay. CJ?
Hang on.
All right.
I'll call you back.
Okay. Do that.
Okay.
All right. I've got this really, you know, we're talking about watching, you know, the press conference by Pete Hegseth.
And yes.
The best way to watch that, I think, would be on a 1-inch TV.
Why do you say that?
Because I came across a story about a 1-inch TV set.
A 1-inch TV set.
Yeah, The Verge talks about tech a lot. And I came across, what? We got CJ back?
CJ's back, yeah.
All right, well, we'll get my tiny little TV set story.
Okay, hold on to that one.
Oh, boy, okay. You want to hear this.
All right, let's see if we've got CJ.
Let's go back to CJ, all right.
Good morning, CJ. Go ahead.
Hello. Yep. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Well, thank you for taking my call, gentlemen, because I am Civic Radio's truth detector.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
The big, beautiful bill isn't passed, we'll have the greatest tax hike. And your owner, the owner of Civic, Sage, won't get his use his Trump tax break.
Yeah.
So let's hope that it happens, because every American's going to suffer if it doesn't pass.
So you're saying that John and Gordy are going to get a raise if this does pass, but if Sage doesn't get all the money he needs, then we don't get a raise. I appreciate that.
Well, hopefully you guys will. If it's merit-based, you guys should get a couple of nickels.
Oh, I appreciate that. Wow. Big thumbs up from CJ.
But I want to talk about Pete Hegseth. The reason he's so thin-skinned is because
he's drunk.
The press leaked a intel report, and I can't wait to find out when the FBI discloses and charges whoever leaked this because they're going to suffer in orange jumpsuit for about 20 years.
Megas, all you want to do is punish people. If that's all you want to go after people.
Go
you
want to
punish
leisure,
them.
Huh?
We
want
to grow warriors. We now have a Secretary of Defense that is growing soldiers, not DEI. DEI is dead in the military. Thank God for number 47.
Well, DEI is just cementing in racism in our system, systemic racism. It just cements it in. It's just keeping it there instead of weeding it out like we were doing for so many decades. Now we're just putting it back in and putting it in permanently with this DEI thing. It's not an illegal thing. It's not something, you know, crazy. It's not stupid. It makes sense.
It
three
crazy.
Words put together.
It has nothing to do with being a soldier.
Yes, it well.
Nothing. So
okay.
It's dead. Thank God. You know, wasn't that an amazing operation, though?
Yeah.
You guys got to talk about it.
Oh, I know.
36 hours straight. I just drove 24 hours from Florida, and I'm still awake.
Well,
with one eye.
You know what? You know what I like? The video of all the trucks moving all of the uranium out of the bunker.
Oh, really?
You saw the videos of it?
Yeah.
Just lines of trucks 2 days before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Moving the uranium around?
They took it all out of there before
the
bombing.
Same thing that Saddam did before George W. after 19 UN resolutions.
Yeah.
They moved them to Syria.
Okay.
And, there were weapons of mass destruction.
Look, we got a text from Liz saying that it's interesting. CJ says he's the truth teller, but when the truth comes out in a leak, it's bad.
Yeah.
I got it.
All right. CJ, thanks for that call. We got to move along. 19 past the hour. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few moments.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey,
Hey everybody, Rocker here. Join me for the Max Inc. Preview every Friday morning with John and Gordy right here on WMDX. And now they're up for Best Radio Team on Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. Let me just say, these guys rock, so they're getting my vote, and I hope you get out your vote too. They may be old, but they still know how to rock.
Yes, they do.
All right.
Thank you, Rocker. 723. WMDX,
yeah.
He'll be with us in just a few minutes with that Max Inc. preview. Cloudy skies today, maybe some showers later. And this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can find them at madisonhearingaidcenter.com, or you can go to their location, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They are family-owned and community-focused. They offer passion over profit. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Madison Hearing Aid Center. You can get a free hearing test online, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Set up an appointment. And again, you can find them at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison.
All right. Now, Brittany is away this morning,
yes.
So we're just going to march on here. We've got a few texts. I like this one. Mm. People like CJ should get no more than 1 minute of airtime. You know, that would be a great idea, except John and Gordy cannot focus enough to narrow it down to 1 minute. So we're not that disciplined.
Though.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
So, we'll have to work on that.
We like to have fun with them as opposed to railing on them and, you know, sending them off on some kind of donkey cart.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just thinking of weird penalties. All right. And then Cody, please remind CJ that Trump warned Tel Aviv twice to get the people out of their city. Oh. So he told them we were attacking, so they were able to get the uranium out of the area.
Mm-hmm.
It's Trump's leak, really.
Well, that's an interesting point,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, excellent point.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
We have Mark on the phone.
Yes, we've got Mark on the line, yes.
Okay, good morning, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, CJ is concerned about diversity, equity, and inclusion. That I seem to remember from reading in the history books, the South actually contemplated letting slaves join the Southern Army. Mm-hmm. With slavery, it was with emancipation as a reward for removing slavery. And one of the arguments is that, well, if we do that and they see that they're as good as soldiers as our own soldiers are, that's, you know, defeating the whole point of is that all they can be is slaves. I mean, in the same is true that, you know, during the Revolutionary War, I mean, the British, you know, allowed, you know, slaves to join the, you know, the British Army, and the price there would have been, you know, the reward there would have been ammunition from slavery, even, you know, year decades before, you know, we actually, you know, became a full-fledged country in that, you know, decade and a half, I guess, and the same is true for women. In the age of the machine, that, you know, women, you know, for handling this equipment, women are just as capable of men as running a tank or running a fighter jet or running a bomber. They're just as capable as anything else. Diversity, equity, inclusion means we give everybody the human opportunity to join in, you know, the rest of society, whether it be in the military or on campus, that or society itself. I mean, that what's the whole thing that these people want is resegregate society,
yes,
put people back in their place. You know, that's what it sounds like. I mean, that it just, you know, CJ talks about his biracial, you know, children or grandchildren, and, you know, but he's not recognizing the full potential of all human beings should just be recognized. And that's all DEI is doing.
Yes.
And DEI actually includes, on campus, DEI actually would include conservatives because they're part of the diverse population, even though half of their ideas are chicken manure. Uh-huh. And it is just beyond me that, you know, they're so bent out of shape. But I've, you know, got friends who go, DEI, all this. Well, DEI does not hurt anybody. It actually benefits us all.
Well, it's a learning moment for Pete Hegseth to be asked that question by a female reporter. And, you know, from now on, maybe he'll bring up women in the military a little more often. right?
Oh,
not just part of
it.
The guys. Yeah.
I kind of doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
He takes thinks very highly of women, considering the way he's cheated on past wives,
yeah.
and who knows if he's cheating on the current one.
Well, he's in an alcoholic stupor most of the time anyway, so. All right, Mark, we got to move on.
Allegedly.
I got this crazy story for you. This story is something else. It's a new app. It's called Ice Raid.
Ice Raid.
Poses a question that nobody has asked. What happens when you combine right-wing anger over hunting down undocumented immigrants, cryptocurrency speculation, and mix in there the Proud Boys and Enrique Tarrio? All right? So
What are you talking about?
All together. The app Ice Raid offers users tokens of the RAID digital currency in exchange for taking pictures of undocumented immigrants and submitting them to the app. ICE RAID claims that it will then provide the photos to law enforcement. The pitch is that reporting an undocumented immigrant could earn you cash. It's a speculative rush around crypto combined with fundamental authoritarian impulse, bringing your neighbors in line and getting the state to act against them. So that, in general, we're going after immigrants in this case with this ICE RAID app.
Wow.
But then you could also move on and maybe, you know, maybe crimes, obstruction, assaults on police officers, looting, rioting, or maybe just being your liberal neighbor, right? On Instagram, ICE RAID invited users to report liberal judges on controversial cases. They're going to take photos of judges, singling out, like, D.C. Judge James Boasberg.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So anyway, it's something to look out for.
Yeah. That's chilling.
It is chilling.
Yes.
It's moving on. Everything is getting worse and worse. We think it's bad now. It's just progressing or regressing in a startling way.
Yes. 29 past the hour. When we come back, Rocker is in the studio with a Maxing preview coming up.
Stephanie Miller here. Listen up, my pals John and Gordy are up for Best Radio Team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. I know, I was surprised too. Just kidding, please vote for them because they lead into my show, and when they do well, it helps me out too. Me. Love you, John and Gordy.
Well, we'd love to help.
Right.
Wow.
Thank you, Stephanie Miller.
Yes.
She follows our show every day here on 92.7 WMDX. And by the way, if you want to vote for Best of Madison, for John and Gordy, for Best Radio Team, the voting ends on Monday, so get to it. And you can go right to our website, WMDXradio.com, and click on the banner to vote Best of Madison. We also have, with our friends at Sugar River Pizza Company, we have a special deal. Of course, they've won Best of Madison a number of times.
Yeah.
But if you want to go there, you can vote for our show and also for Sugar River Pizza Company. And we're giving away some pizza parties over the next, right through the rest of the summer. I think we're going to do that about once a week. You can enter that contest if you want to have pizzas delivered by John and Gordy to your workplace. You can do that. So enter that contest again on our website, WMDXradio.com, courtesy of Sugar River Pizza and WMDX and John and Gordy.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, Doug is working on a big promotion for us as well. And
really?
I just want to mention it real quick here. You drive a Subaru, I have a Prius.
Yeah.
And Doug is coming up with a competition. It's the John and Gordy Join a Manosphere promotion update. And we'll be filling you in on that as the details.
Join the Manosphere promotion.
The Manosphere promotion.
Well, again, we're still workshopping that deal. Got to run that around the table a couple more times.
I think organizing the WMDX Monster Truck Competition is going to be the top part.
Okay.
All right.
A couple more things to mention here, John, before we get to Rocker. I know we got a lot of music Maxing preview. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since they opened their doors back in 1958, but some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're still direct to consumer and provide superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west, and verlo.com. Want to also mention we're still in the contest hour here for a four-pack of tickets to a Brewers game. It's the June 29th Sunday game against Colorado. The key word is park. You can text that word to us, park, P-A-R-K, for a four-pack of Brewers tickets coming up for, again, Sunday, June 29th. Versus Colorado. You go to civicmedia.us for all the contest details. Okay.
All right. We've run out of time. Sorry about that.
Sorry, Rocker. We'll talk to you next week. Wait a minute. Oh, Rocker's here with a Max Inc. preview. Good morning, Rocker.
Oh, always good. Gosh, you guys are too funny. Thanks for having me on again, you guys.
We love it. Are you kidding?
Always good to see you, man. So tell us what's going on Max Inc. this weekend.
Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight. Of course, that is local Wisconsin-made music, interviews with the artists and local personalities, and live music in the Mad City with live performances. And this week we have John Hardy. Now, he is the owner of the Green Room. That's over in the old One Barrel Brewing.
Yes.
On the corner of Winnebago and Atwood.
Okay.
And so he's married to Mama T. They used to kind of curate the up north music schedule. And now he's purchased this place, and he's the owner there of the Green Room. And it's great because it's around the corner from the Atwood Music Hall.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like the Green Room right next door. So, I mean, there's before parties, after parties, a lot of fun. I went there. We're going to have John on, and we're going to be talking to him tomorrow night. Talk to him about his really cool, laid-back new bar.
It's kind of a smaller place, though, isn't it?
You know, I guess it's kind of smaller, but they have these beautiful bay windows that
that's great. Yeah, and, it's really nice. Yeah.
You know, it's quaint, and wow, it really fills up with a lot of scenes.
Well, that's great to hear.
During the shows. And Mandy Potter, she is the music programmer of Wednesday Night Live concert series in Mount Horeb. That starts up here in July, and we're going to hear about, and she has a lot of local music. It's really great out there in Mount Horeb. We'll hear from Mandy Potter.
Wow. That's great.
There are a lot of shows coming in. It is summer, right?
Yep.
Lots of good stuff happening. And the Atwood Music Hall, it's hard to say too much about them because their schedule has just been amazing. And of course, if you don't know, the Atwood Music Hall is Madison's newest live music venue. It's a theater type situation over on Atwood Avenue.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it's amazing.
I just stopped in when they were doing the awards.
The Mama Awards, yep.
Yeah, just for a few minutes, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, it's a perfect venue.
Yeah, that like thatched, arched ceiling.
The acoustics and, are great.
You know, there's the upper balcony that you can watch. Mm-hmm. There's really the line of sight in that place. There is no bad seat.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it on Winnebago, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, I just don't want to give people the idea that it's on Atwood Avenue.
Yeah, Atwood Music Hall. It is on Winnebago. It used to be a church, of all things, and it's this kind of nondescript, brick building over there. You probably driven past it 1,000 times and never noticed it was
they
even there,
that
right?
Up. Wow.
I mean, the kind of gym floor, it's totally amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight... June 27th at the Atwood Music Hall on Winnebago, presented by One Barrel Brewing. June 27th is Disc with Graham Hunt. And Disc is a five-piece rock band from Madison comprised of five different songwriters, each with their unique style and influences. You may have seen these guys around town. It is Isaac Dubrow Sloan and his bassist, Raina Bach. They started it. They've known each other since middle school, but they added Logan Severinson, Shannon Connor, and drummer Brendan Manley. They're on Saddle Creek Records since 2020, and the band has strong ties to Madison. And, they kind of blew up. They got a little big, but they're right here. They're hometown guys. Mm-hmm. Let's check out a song from their Desperately Imagining Someplace Quiet album from 2022. Mm-hmm. This is Disc, If Only.
I wish I still got better sleep without. We'll be right back.
That's really great.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Love that.
Disc. Yeah, it's great, you know, and they're kind of, you know, they started as a young band back in 2017. I think mm-hmm. they were just out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to see these bands kind of get a little bit of national notoriety and be, you know, hometown people. You still see Shannon up at the Willie Street North where you'll see him up there working in between tours. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty crazy.
All right.
You know, there's some more stuff happening. I know that you know the Evil Twins,
yes,
right?
Yes.
John and Gordy does know the Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. And the Evil Twins with son Quentin Bovary will be at the Atwood Music Hall Saturday, June 28th. And Quentin Bovary, his son, hooks up with the Evil Twins. They tribute his father's music. Doug Meisner and Eric Doomer from the Evil Twins will be there. Usually sells out. Of course, Marcus Bovary passed away from brain tumor in 2013, and he was a legend here.
He was.
A singer, yeah, songwriter. But you know what? I would actually rather let John and Gordy introduce Marcus Bovary.
There you go.
Okay. Right. Let's hear this.
Let's hear that. Mm-hmm.
Do we have that?
Well, we're queuing it up.
We should. It should be playing right now.
Okay, hang on a second. We will.
First in a long series, I hope.
That's sure. Right. Oh, we've been working on this for months.
We really have.
Yeah, and finally, it's all come down to this tonight.
That's
live, right here in the studios of WYOU.
We're going to debut a new CD from Marcus Bovary and the Evil Twins. Ghost, what is that? Ghost Stories from Lonesome County. Start off with a song from that new CD. Here's Marcus Bolver and the Evil Twins for 30 minutes.
See you later.
Wow.
Does that bring you guys back?
It does, man.
For those who don't recognize, that was what John and Gordy Media Show.
It was Media World.
Media World. WYOU. That was 1994.
Cable 4.
Was it really 94?
Yeah, 1994. Wow, John and Gordy introducing it. And you know, I was amazed. So I thought, these guys are exactly the same. I mean, maybe the hair's a little lighter because Jade, but it was so funny. It's everything. And even down to the see you later.
So yeah, I vaguely remember we just turned over the show to them that whole half hour, right?
Yeah,
we
that's
did.
What it sounded like.
We just
it's on YouTube. The whole half hour.
Yeah, I found it. I found it on YouTube. It was great. All of a sudden, here it is, John and Gordy from 1994, together having a music show. I thought, how cool is this? Right?
Well, we did that show
of history
Tuesday nights, I think.
Yeah,
on WYOU, and we did it for a couple of years.
I think
off
we
and
had
on.
The Obers on as well. But you know, I got to tell you, we wanted to make it a regular thing, each and every month, a different group. But
yeah.
I mean, we didn't really follow through on that because our attention span is just so much.
Right?
Are there more? That was the only one that
I think we had the Obros, but I don't have that tape.
Oh, okay. Every
once in a while, I'd forget to record the show.
But usually we had a musical group every week,
You
know, play a song or two, and then we'd interview them. And,
wow. You know,
but we had other media people
on,
too.
But it wasn't a setup where they had the sound person in there doing the entire show.
Yeah.
So this was
a
different situation. This was well produced.
Well, that was great. Yeah. That was, you know, very historical. And now we learned so much more about you guys and your ties, to, you know, historically to the music scene here in Madison.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
But anyway, so Evil Twins will be at the Atwood Music Hall tomorrow night.
Yes, Saturday, June 28th.
And
that's right.
And that show is close to selling out, if not already sold out.
Yeah,
but,
it'll be a great show there. Yeah. We have time for one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Best Killie Band.
Yeah.
She's going to be with Cimarron, and they're from Nashville. That's going to be Wednesday, July 9th at the Burr Oak, so you got a little time to plan. Beth Killie on guitar, mandolin, vocals. She has over 30 Mama Awards, including Artist of the Year in 2010. And her husband, Tony Killie, he plays drums. Michael Mood on bass, and guitarist Michael Tunney, he's won a Mama Award for guitarist of the year 2014. Saturday, July 12th, don't forget, they'll be at the Sun Stage at La Fête de Marquette. That's coming up Saturday, July 12th at McPike Park. So let's hear a little bit of Beth Killie Band. This is Just Wanna Play from her Stark Raving Songbird album.
And we will come back with more of Rocker with the rest of the Max Inc. preview in just a moment or two.
It's a boys' club, but you don't give a damn. She cried, I ain't looking to change the world. This is who I am. How the feel on the six string, the buzz of the amp. I like to bang my head and rock with the band. Give me the white
hot. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Sub 52, 92.7 WMDX. This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. Plenty has changed since they opened their doors in 1958, but some things have remained constant since then. They're still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, two Madison locations, east and west. Go to verlo.com. Also being brought to you by MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison, offering fast and flexible appointments. They're family-owned and community-focused, and they're helping people change their lives with better hearing. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's helping people improve the quality of their lives through better hearing. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. All right. Back to the Max Inc. preview. Rocker, take it away. What do we got here?
Well, I'll tell you. What do you think that the UW marching band does when they're on summer break?
Take a vacation.
No, they're still playing everywhere, aren't they?
They're still playing.
Yeah.
And you know what? There's a really cool concert coming up. It's a concert on Main Street with the UW marching band. It's Tuesday, July 8th at 6:30 p.m. It's at the DeForest Public Library.
All right.
So, yeah, Library Street in DeForest, which I think would be just an absolutely amazing place to go see them really up close. You know what I mean? Well, a lot of times it's either on TV or you're at the stadium. It's a far ways back, you know, or maybe at a parade they just walk by. But this is an actual concert.
But there is a problem, of course. They have to be very quiet.
Yeah.
they have to mute the horns and the drums.
Can you play with the brushes, please?
Very, very quiet.
Hey, VO5 and Johnny Chimes, they're going to be doing a really cool show coming up Thursday, July 3rd, 4:30 to 10 p.m. It's the eve of Independence Day. It's at Westmoreland Park on the west side of Madison, Tokay Boulevard. It's free and sponsored by the Westmoreland Neighborhood Association. African Drums and Dancing at 4:30, Johnny Chimes at 5:45, and then VO5, 7:15 to 9:30. And then guess what they have there?
What?
A drone light show.
Really?
So 9:30, they're going to start a drone light show.
No kidding.
You know, and it should be pretty crazy. Food carts are on site. And Bonzo was there, one of my favorite ones. Thailand in a truck. And local beers, ice cream, THC-infused sips, and refreshing hard seltzer. So let's hear a little bit of VO5. I picked another different part to get another little slice of VO5. This is a cut from I Love the Sun, their Dance Originality CD.
Okay.
Thank you.
reminds me of a little Spyro Gyra and that kind of thing.
Well, it's definitely that kind of 70s, like, you know, laid back, chill vibe.
Yes.
I mean, nobody does it better than them.
Well, I know they're going to have a drone light show. Of course, the John and Gordy drone on show is also something. and you'll be able to hear our drones at the end of this show.
Exactly.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
A Renclaw. Have you heard of them, John?
No.
Renclaw, Saturday, June 28th. They're going to be at the Boneyard. Mm-hmm. That's the place where, you know, you take,
your,
take your dogs. Hang out. Right. They got beer, dog park.
Get in free?
I don't know. You'll have to check their membership. I'm not going to speak for them.
What?
I went there last week.
Yeah? Catherine?
Okay. Did you have to pay to get in?
No.
Okay. Okay. The humans are free. Dogs pay something for a ball or something.
Well, they have a lot of stuff there. Beer garden, groomer, music venue, food trucks. Monsoon Siam is going to be there. Renclaw, blending and country harmonies, slithery slide guitars. Renclaw creates a down-home, backwoods soul shakedown. This is pretty cool. Yeah. Renclaw, minute by minute from a PBS broadcast.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Let's hear it.
I don't mind no lonesome town, cause I don't mind being alone. I'm going down lonesome town, maybe I'll just hang around. I don't mind no lonesome town, cause I don't mind being alone. Walking down that empty street, no need to talk to the people you meet. Nobody home, nobody to call, the handwriting's on the wall.
Well, that's a really good song.
Yeah, I figured you might like them. They're pretty cool. A lot of finger pickings, slide guitar. Yeah. Really cool stuff. And that's going to be Saturday, June 28th at the Boneyard, 2 to 5 p.m. Hey, we can still get this in. La Fête de Marquette, 19 years of La Fête de Marquette is coming up July 10th through the 13th. Six stages, world-class music, incredible food, beer, and wine. Beth Keeley Band's going to be playing there. We mentioned them. Leroy Thomas and the Zydeco Roadrunners. Sonny Landreth, Dwayne Dopsey, and the Zydeco Hellraisers. And Nuggernaut, those are just some of the highlights. Go find them. Just type La Fête de Marquette. You'll find them. Get the full schedule. There's tons of stages, tons of bands. And the Jimmies with Marsha Ball and Tracy Nelson are going to be Sunday, July 13th. We have the Jimmies with Marsha Ball. They wrote a song. It's called Write a Hit.
All right. Here we go.
You caused me so much heartache and grief. A million seller is what you need. Hey.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Marsha Ball, what a great voice.
Oh, incredible.
Who's singing along with Marsha Ball?
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy. That's one of the Jimmies. Yeah.
It's the Jimmy.
It's the Jimmy.
You know, I don't know if you know this, but they're all Jimmies.
That's the deal. And WMDX is one of the sponsors of La Fête Marquette, right?
Yes.
La Fête de Marquette. Yes. Yes. We'll be there.
Years.
We'll be there, yeah.
19 years this year.
It's going to be fun. Rocker. Have a good Max Inc. weekend, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Always good to see you. That's going to wrap it up for us. Monday, it's the return of Pam Yonke.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be coming back.
And here they come.
And so will we. And that'll be Monday. Have a great weekend.
The John and Gordy Drone Show.
Look out. Look out. Run for your life.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.